that's maybe the worst movie just for that. Like his whole, the reason why Anakin goes dark is because he was mad for a bit. What, Padme dying? What happens even?
She doesn't die.
She dies after he goes dark.
Yeah.
Out of sadness. Yes. Also, she dies. A terrible plot point.
Jeff, she dies of a broken heart.
Oh, that's different.
That's totally legit.
Yeah. Welcome back. On today's episode, ball pits. Can you trust them?
No.
Moving on.
There's no way to clean a ball pit.
Nobody, does anybody trust a ball pit?
I don't think so.
Fools.
Kids,
yeah.
I mean, I would let my kid go in a ball pit.
What do you? You think they have some sort of ball pit immunity? I guess I kind of did.
I think it's important to build up immunity to diseases and stuff, and there's no better way to do that than a ball pit full of Band-Aids and needles.
That's very true.
So,
yeah, it's like the immune system training ground
of
life.
Yeah.
I worked in a place that had a ball pit for adults. It was weird.
Did you ever go in it? So it was like a
couple
fun
times.
It was like a fun workplace that had.
Yeah, I did. I actually did my interview in the ball pit.
Right.
It was interesting.
Is there a dress code for the ball pit?
I like to wear a mask so that I can't be directly caught on video emerging.
Like, can you wear a tie in a ball pit, or is it like a choking hazard?
Bow ties are okay, yeah.
Did you ever see them clean the ball pit at work?
Like you said, there's no way. Once the balls are in there, they're in there for life, so.
Yeah. And so is all the stuff that.
And so, yeah, like, there's. The bottom of a ball pit is a one-way ticket.
I would love
There's
to
no
see.
Coming back.
I would love to see what the bottom of a ball pit looks like when they take all the balls out.
Yeah, unfortunately, we never can. No one's ever seen one.
Yeah,
maybe we can get James Cameron. He's good at that type of thing.
What's the question?
Can you trust ball pits? Or should we just eradicate them? Or do they serve a purpose?
Ball pits are great as a kid.
Yeah, I think they serve a very specific purpose.
Although they can be scary. Have you ever gotten upside down in a ball pit?
Yeah, very, very disorienting.
Yeah, it's not easy to like find the top.
Well, they can be death traps. If you're too small or if it's too deep, then the balls are basically quicksand.
Have people died in ball pits?
I'm sure. Well, no, because of the tiny little holes between the balls. I'm sure you can, you can probably breathe.
How horrible would it be to die in a ball pit?
There's worse deaths for an infant. At least you have a cool story to tell. Your friends.
I'm Googling ball pit deaths.
I bet it's like 3 per year.
It appears to be none.
That's big ball pit skewing the stats.
There's a lot of articles about various things in ball pits. So one is a Snopes article about a heroin needle in a ball pit.
Well, that's the one you always hear about, right?
Needles.
That's like the urban legend is the needle at the bottom of the ball pit. Yeah. Needles and Band-Aids.
But okay, so definitely there's Band-Aids in ball pits. Like I've personally seen many Band-Aids in ball pits as a child.
You play in any ball pit long enough, you're coming out with a few Band-Aids stuck to you.
Yeah. But the next one is snakes in McDonald's ball pit.
Is
Playland deadly?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this article says reports of McDonald's ball pit deaths or any other ball pit related deaths are a modern myth.
So there wasn't a snake in the ball pit?
I don't think so. Oh, there's a Reddit thread that says, if a ball pit was deep enough, could you drown in it?
I think deep enough, yeah, like there wouldn't be enough oxygen making it through the ball gaps.
the comment says, eventually the weight of the balls would get heavy enough that you wouldn't be able to move. As the balls push down on your arms and chest, you wouldn't be able to swim or inhale and draw in new air.
Ah.
Eventually you'd pass out from lack of oxygen. So it's basically a crushing death because of a really deep ball pit.
Right.
It seems like you'd have to go real deep, though, for the weight of balls to crush you.
I know. Those things are so light.
Yeah.
I guess we have an experiment ahead of us.
Ball, I've looked into this.
It's so expensive. You've
got a ball guy?
Ball pits are so expensive, like for the layman.
Oh. like you need to be in the McDonald's Playland business to get a good deal on ball pits?
Yeah, you need to be in bed with Big Ball Pit. Or otherwise you can order like 6 ball pit balls at a time, and it's really hard to fill a pit with that many balls.
Wow.
It's like trying to fill a pit with tennis balls out of sleeves.
That's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
Well, is there like some kind of weird monopoly on those balls?
I'm sure there is. If you had a ball pit ball manufacturing facility, would you not try to crush all your competition?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, now that I think about it, they are very standardized. The ball pit ball is like a very specific size and shape, and they come in a like a very specific set of colors too.
Yeah,
it is all one plant.
Yeah, have you ever seen a ball pit with one color ball?
Well, the one at my job had like our company colors as the balls.
Right,
that's the only time I've ever seen a ball pit that wasn't like the blue, green, red, yellow set.
Yeah, primary colors.
Yeah,
so. That must have been really expensive for them to put in.
I'm assuming they hand painted every ball.
You probably could have made more money if they didn't have the ball pit.
Yeah.
They're probably still paying it off.
Probably. That's a good investment, though.
Would you put if you had a house with a spare room, would you make it a ball pit?
Well, only if I could have like a glass floor where I could like see up through and see what was on the bottom of the pit.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you have rules like swimming pools do where you have to shower before entering the ball pit? And
you have to grease yourself up with butter.
Oh.
All the balls are like glistening.
Yeah, that's so gross.
That'd be...
I want to be able to dive friction-free through the balls.
Do you remember the DuckTales intro theme where they dive into piles of coins?
Yeah, that's so painful and impossible.
Yeah, I even as a kid, I was like, "No, you you can't do that." What are these coins made of?
Yeah,
just picture that in real life, like diving board into coins, like
just the tip of your finger just crumpling.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
I feel like it's only startup offices and McDonald's that buy ball pit balls nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I would say that in the new age of wokeness, like ball pits are on the decline for sure.
Why are ball pits not woke?
Because they're just, it's...
Are they gendered?
It's a little
because they're balls?
Well, okay, well, you're onto something else now that I hadn't thought of. That's a very good point. But no, just because there's like that little bit of unknownitude beneath the surface of the balls, parents are no longer... Like it's the age of wokeness is also the age of safetitudes. Fun and safety.
Wokeness and safetitudes are both words that you've just made up.
Safetitudes is a word for what I call safety platitudes. I've portmanteaued them.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what's another safety platitude?
Pine cones on the highway. They're not stopping anything.
Those aren't pine cones.
Oh, wait.
Those are traffic.
Pine cones, traffic cones, same thing.
I was picturing actual pine cones on the highway. And I was like,
you know when the police get like a giant bucket of pine cones and just organize them like an art attack that says stop.
It's a giant art attack. Okay, traffic cones.
Safety platitude.
Yep. Seat belts.
No.
Oh no, those no, actually
false.
Save lives.
Yeah. False.
Okay.
There are other ones though, like safety belts on airplanes.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
So the reason for that is because like a rough landing or whatever, so you don't bounce into the ceiling and break your neck. But if the plane crashes, the seatbelts aren't helping.
Yeah, they're not a fiery death barrier.
Yeah,
of any kind.
Yeah, I feel like there's so many of these. I can't think of more off the top of my head. But there's definitely more safety platitudes.
Safety scissors.
No, those are real.
Those help children not stab themselves. Damn it.
We'll think of some. It's fine.
This episode is brought to you by the Toronto Blue Jays. You have to like them if you live here. Also, what is baseball? All right, today we solve an age-old problem. Well, we tackle it. I don't know if we'll solve it.
Okay.
The question is, why the fuck do people like tea? What the fuck is that shit? It's fucking leaf water, man. Why? It's hundreds of years of drinking hot leaf water. What's going on?
Tea is like the first drink.
Yeah. And we stuck with it. We're like, we're good here. We got someone came up with lemonade later and we're like, no, no, tea.
Don't you ever just want a hot drink, but you don't want like sugar?
No.
You don't.
What kind of psychopath? First of all, hot drinks are terrible.
You don't like coffee, right?
No, I don't like coffee.
Yeah, I don't like coffee either, so we can't really argue about that.
I don't drink tea, but I feel like we're the only people sane enough to make this argument.
Right, but I will drink tea sometimes.
So you're half insane.
Yeah, but I'll also drink like hot chocolate. I don't think all hot drinks are bad.
Well,
do you refuse to drink hot drink?
If you're dying in the Arctic and a Saint Bernard rolls up with a hot toddy, I'm gonna drink it.
What about shit, I had another hot drink and it went away.
No, but I mean, okay, some hot drinks are okay. I mean, every hot drink is better than tea. There's like, tea is basically you're just drinking boiled water.
Yeah. But sometimes want a easy drinking?
Easy drinking? The shit is terrible.
I don't think you're having good teas.
Who dissolved these tea leaves in some water the first time was like, I think this, I can market this.
It seems pretty straightforward. Like, it seems like a good product.
It doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste good at all. Maybe back in the day, I understand if it's all they could grow.
Well, it would probably be all they could drink. Like the only hot drink. They didn't know how to do coffee beans yet. And
Or sugar or Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Oh, cider. That was my other one.
Hot cider
is delicious.
Hot cider is like maybe the one okay hot drink.
Okay. Good.
But even like just have cold cider.
On a winter's day?
I mean, just don't drink in the winter. Drinks are for quenching your thirst on a hot day.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I don't think you've tried enough teas. I think that might be the problem.
No, the problem is there's too many teas.
Have you had peppermint tea?
Yeah, disgusting.
How is that gross?
Why do you want a toothpaste drink?
It's not toothpaste. Toothpaste came after tea. Toothpaste is flavored like tea, not the other way around.
You don't drink mints. You suck on mints. At the most, chew them a little bit.
Okay, so you've never had a hot chocolate with peppermint whatever in it?
No. I would have thrown it in their face.
I think you're too hard on tea.
I think tea's been having a fucking easy ride for like hundreds of years, not improving its game at all whatsoever.
There are tea snobs that would strongly disagree with you.
And I will fight all of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're just too hard on tea.
I don't think I'm hard enough.
I think we got to find you a tea that you like. Do you think that would be possible? Or is your mind
1000% impossible?
Your mind is too closed to the world of tea.
No, I'm so opposed to having a fucking appliance dedicated to one beverage in my home.
You don't have to. That's a you boil water for other things. It's just boiled water.
Like a kettle, though.
Yeah.
You have to have a kettle if you're going to make tea.
Yeah, but you could make hot chocolate. Like I said, you could make other hot drinks that I can't think of.
No.
People love tea.
I know, and they're so wrong.
I was kind of with you for a long time, but I don't know. I feel like tea is just
the tea lobbyists got to you.
Yeah. Tea is just the hot drink that you have when you don't like when you don't like coffee. Yeah,
exactly. It's the basically flavored water that you default to when you don't like anything else.
You hate lightly flavored drinks of all kinds.
Oh my God, do I ever.
So I think this is part of where that's coming from. Like, for example,
Vitamin water,
which I know you hate. But do you hate that because of the taste, or do you hate that because of the marketing that they're implying that it's healthy?
I hate every single aspect possible about vitamin water.
It
tastes like shit. It's just
you're so frustrated you can't even talk about vitamin water.
It's a shittier version of Gatorade with like somehow less calories, maybe.
Right, but don't you ever want just a lighter flavor?
No.
That's where we differ, I think, because
nobody wants vitamin water flavor.
Sometimes I want a little bit of flavor. Not
you want water with a tiny hint of something.
Sometimes you want a hint of flavor, not a whole punch of flavor.
No. That's like edging yourself,
which is great.
It's like edging your taste buds.
Yeah.
I don't know why you want to hurt your... you want to do that to yourself.
Yeah. So I think that's part of the fundamental reason why you hate tea is because it's lightly flavored and you don't like anything
but
lightly flavored.
But the flavor of tea is not good. Like if it was a very strong tea flavor, like if you amped tea up to the max.
Can we please make that product? Can we call it amped tea?
And then to the max in very tiny letters underneath?
Yeah.
Then yeah. No, it would still be gross, but we can make it because some idiot's going to buy it.
Okay.
Amped tea. TM. To the max.
I disagree that lightly flavored things are terrible. And I think that's probably the main reason why you hate tea.
You might be partially right, but...
Have you ever been sick and had some tea to like clear your sinuses or...
Yeah, it's the steam. It's hot water. And the tea part's not doing anything for you.
Except like a little bit of flavor and whatever...
Which you can't taste anyway because you're all stuffed up.
Don't some teas have like effects, like sleepy time tea?
Yeah, it's just drugs dissolved in hot water. Again, the tea is a fucking bystander to the to everything going on there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's no convincing you of this.
No, tea can fucking die.
You're pretty staunchly against tea.
So. What was the Boston Tea Party about where they were throwing all the teas? In the lake.
Oh man.
Something political, right?
Don't quiz me on history. The Boston Tea Party they were trying to tax tea or not tax. I don't know. About taxes.
No, you're right. It was tea taxes.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck your tea taxes. We'll just throw it in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Wham. History.
So tea was super important to those people.
Yeah. They're so dumb. could have all been avoided by just being like, hey, it's fucking tea.
It's fine.
We don't even want it.
Throw it in the water. We don't care. Yeah. It's lightly flavored water.
Yeah. Now the fucking lake tastes like shit. Great.
None of my very logical arguments for tea have stuck with you, so.
And nor shall they.
Yeah.
So do you want me to keep going or?
Yeah, I want you to start a whole new podcast. I want you to try a tea every episode. From now on, you're going to have a new tea every show. And you
talk about how crappy it is.
Yeah, we can start the show with your review of the tea.
All right.
That's probably it sounds funny.
It sounds all right.
Yeah, I think we should do
it. I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay. We haven't done an Ask Reddit today. Got to do one.
Yeah.
Got to do at least one. So the question is, if you could summon any object to your hand, Thor's hammer style, what would it be?
Great question. I assume your phone was on the top of the list.
This one, I didn't even read the comments at all.
Yeah. I bet the phone was up there because, like, what's in your hand all the time? What are you always losing? Like, what are you always like, oh, fuck, where's my phone?
Phone would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Although, I hope to be past handheld phones soon.
Right. I bet TV remote was on the list.
TV remote, sure. That's a good one.
But
probably
that just
a
seems
beer.
Like it's, yeah, a beer's a good one, yeah. It seems like a waste, though. All of them seem like a waste.
Imagine you signed up for it to be a beer, and then it just kept being the same beer, like like an empty can.
Fuck. It's the old genie problem. Yeah. You got to be real specific. Yeah, I don't know. Everything seems like a waste unless it's something that can do more things than one.
Well, I would definitely make it a weapon just because cool factor.
Yeah, that's also just kind of practical too, though.
It is kind of practical for self-defense situations, yeah, but like, I mean, I would have had to use that 0 times in my life so far.
Yeah, yeah. But
it's about the one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one time you do need your sword.
Yep.
You know it's coming.
Yep.
And would it be, I assume it would be real, like actual Thor style, like it would bust through, it'd be a real strong
pull. Oh yeah,
pull.
It'll come from half a world away.
Yeah.
The speed of a Chinese bullet train.
Do you ever wonder how many people Thor's killed summoning his hammer?
Oh man, it's in the millions. Like he's done more deaths than he's saved.
Is there any intelligence to the path that it takes, or is it just
no
straight shot
as the crow flies through as many skulls as it takes?
Yeah, there's definitely been some accidental deaths then. I wonder if there's probably a comic book storyline about that where he like kills his girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I can't think of other things that would be good. I think you're right. Like a weapon is a really good choice. Cause
could you make it like a giant object, like the Eiffel Tower, and then you were just transported to Paris by way of like it just moves the whole Earth in its rotation to get to you?
I feel like it would rip the Eiffel Tower out of its foundation and it would come to you.
Yeah.
Like Thor never moves because his hammer is stuck somewhere.
That's true, but I guess the hammer is also infinitely heavy, so yeah. That doesn't factor in.
Yeah. So I don't think you can hack it in that way. Yeah, I got like
I'd make it a copy of Super Mario Brothers 2 for NES.
That's so useless. Where's the NES?
One of the best games ever.
Does it matter that the hammer is like indestructible as far as it going through walls and stuff? Like if you picked any one of these objects, would it just be destroyed upon landing
no.
in your hand?
I think that's an added bonus that the object you pick gets invulnerability added to it. So my copy of Super Mario Brothers would be like spinning light speed, cutting heads off.
Yeah. I'd still definitely pick my phone then. And I'd clarify that it was like upgradable though. Cause otherwise you're just stuck with whatever phone you had at the time you got the power.
I think that's a reasonable, stipulation.
Yeah.
But Yeah. Also, you can add onto your phone blades.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can modify the thing. Like, maybe it should just be a ping pong ball or whatever, and then you can just
glue stuff to it. That's actually very smart. Yeah. Make it like a little tiddlywink.
Yeah. What is a tiddlywink?
You never played tiddlywinks?
Is it just a disc? Like a little tiny disc?
Yeah, it's a little like nickel-sized plastic disc.
And then you flick it with another disc?
Correct.
Yeah, I have played that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretending like you have a tiddlywink.
Great game. We should play tiddlywinks. Yeah, that's how you hack it. You pick something you can glue stuff to, and then you can have anything. I still think I'd pick my phone, though.
I wonder if there's some way we could make... Like, how do we make money with this ability?
Gold? yeah, I don't know. Could you summon water? Could you choose an element and become some sort of magician?
Yeah.
Do you get control? Thor can't control... We've determined that Thor can't control the way in which it comes to him. So you probably can't really control like movement of the thing either. No. You could choose something really heavy and then just drop it on people as your superpower.
Yeah.
You'd have to be taller than them though.
Like an ice cream truck?
Yeah.
Your object is an ice cream truck.
Yeah. Which makes your ice cream truck indestructible.
But it has to drive to you.
It's so slow. There's a lot of traffic.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm holding my hand out right now. By the way, first of all, the fucking ice cream truck in my neighborhood is still plaguing us.
Okay, it's not a plague. It's fine.
Bro, it's October.
Yeah.
It's ice cream season is done, first of all.
You're so mad at this guy.
Second, your song is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah, but it's like detuned Twinkle Twinkle.
It's a fucking horror shop version of Twinkle Twinkle, which is not even the ice cream song.
What is the tune of Twinkle Twinkle also? It's the alphabet.
Happy birthday. No, wait. It's the alphabet, Twinkle Twinkle, and there's a third one. Baba Black Sheep.
Right. So you don't know that it's Twinkle Twinkle. He's just trying to teach kids their alphabet and you're all mad at him.
Either way, any of those three are not what you sell ice cream with. Songs are not sanctioned for ice cream sales.
You think he's losing sales because of his song choice?
He's losing my business, I'll tell you that.
He's losing your business because you're a cranky old man and you don't want to hear the song.
But I can't be the only one. I can't be the crankiest old man.
I think you might be the only one.
I might be.